The recordings are started.
Thank you very much, Iris. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GNSO Review Working Group call on the 6th of October 2016. On the call today, we have Jennifer Wolfe, Heath Dixon, Sarah Bocchi, Wolf Ulrich Knobin, and Lois Schulman. We received no apology for today's call. And from staff, we have Julie Headland, Marika Koenigs, Lars Hoffman, Charlotte Chambly, Barry Cobb, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please remember to state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Jen.
Thank you, and thanks everyone for being here today for the continuing work of the GNSO Review Working Group. I know we have a small number of people, but I also know that there are many people who do go back and listen to the recordings or read the transcripts and chime in on lists. So I appreciate you all taking the opportunity to actually show up and participate, and hope that you'll participate as we work our way through today. As a matter of governance, I know the first item on our agenda is always to review statements of interest. Any changes to anyone's statement of interest? Okay, great. So our agenda for today is to just review what our goals are as a group, what our timeline is, and the deadlines that we're working on. And then we can talk through, I was able to work with staff, and thank you very much to staff. They really did a lot of the work to propose an approach to drafting the implementation plan. So we want to talk through that and get your feedback on that approach today, and then we'll talk through our next steps and when our next meeting is. I think you did hand over. Yes. Okay. So just a reminder to everybody, the purpose of our working group is to prepare an outline of the implementation plan, to agree on what the methodology would be for the implementation plan, and to create an action plan and next steps. Our hope is to then have that to present to GNSO Council and then to the OEC. So just a couple things to think about as we work through the implementation plan of these recommendations is, of course, our volunteer capacity. We always know everyone's very busy. And even, just on these calls, we can see it's hard to get people to turn up. So we want to create a realistic implementation schedule and plan while defining the expected outcomes and measuring the results. So our timeline, I won't go through all of the balloons that we've already worked our way through. I want to focus on the last two, which is where our work is really important. What we are shooting for in our work is to have an implementation plan finished by November 21st, so it can be presented to the GNSO Council during their meeting on December 1. And then at the end of the year, it can go to the board for approval of that implementation plan. Anybody have any concerns about that time frame? Okay. So moving on to the overview, some of the things that we need to think about, the questions that we need to work through in this call and the subsequent calls that we have. Out of the 34 recommendations that we're dealing with, which ones should get implemented and when? What are the dependencies between those? And this is where I think staff can really help us, is looking at these and defining where there's dependencies between them, where work might already be underway, and help us work through that. We need to determine what data we want to capture so that we can measure. We need to determine the priority. We did already, as the working group, go through and create a high, medium, and low. So to some extent, we can just build from that work that was already done, making any changes that we think is appropriate. Who is going to oversee the implementation? That could be the community, it could be staff, it could be a combination, but we want to make sure we define that. Of course, our metrics, how do we define that we've been successful in implementing a recommendation? And then how are we reporting? That's the overview of what we're trying to accomplish. Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. So moving on, just to remind everybody, we did talk about this last time as well, but just to remind you, the way that the working group dealt with the 36 recommendations, and two of them have been removed from our purview, so we're only dealing with 34, but the way we had worked through them was to define all of them in terms of high, medium, and low. And we had 7 that were identified as high priority, 17 that were medium, so that's kind of our big group, and then 12 that were low priority. And then within that, we had also determined if there was work already underway. So as we go through this, we can also take that column of work is already underway and try to determine if that could be implemented in a way that's already being done. Any comments from anybody on that? No? Okay. So we worked together since our last call to outline what the implementation plan might look like, and we'd like to get feedback from everybody on this. We think it could start, of course, with an overview of the recommendations, and then continue with an identification of the dependencies between them. So if anything, if one is interdependent upon another, that we can identify that in the plan, the data that we need to capture, and then the prioritization, the high, medium, and low, and then also any kind of low-hanging fruit, something that might be easy to implement. And then step number five in the plan would be the methodology, who's going to implement what metrics, who will collect them. Oh, Wolf, please go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Jen. Wolf is Norman speaking. General, I'm not as fast as you are in following you, so maybe my question is related to the two charts before. A question, you know, are we going to talk about how we organize ourselves in working out this plan? You know, my question is, well, in that direction, where do we need, let me say, a split up for our group, you know, to one group dealing with the orange recommendations and the other with the other recommendations, or how shall we go on in one group? Is that to be discussed as well, or depending on, you know, how we understand, you know, the amount of work we have to do? So this is my question, because I would have a comment to that.
Sure. And so I guess what I would look at is that right now we're not actually going to dig into each of the recommendations. That will be what's in the implementation plan. That would be in the implementation phase. What we're trying to do right now is just create a plan that could then be put into motion into 2017. Anybody else have comments, though, on that, or what your interpretation is? Or staff, if you want to chime in, very much appreciated. And then also, Wolf, I guess my concern about trying to split up into groups is we have such a low turnout as it is. I think if we tried to divide it up, we wouldn't have very many people. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Jen, for speaking. Well, I understand that, so we are at the time being a little bit not so clear about that. So because I understand also that this the group in total has to outline, let me say, some framework to set criteria, you know, under which we have to approach the implementation plan, and then after that. It could be split up if we are clear about that. It could be split up, and we in different parts are going to dive into the implementation to the recommendations. So that could be a wave, but I'm open. Well, either way, thanks.
Thanks, Wolfowitz. Keith, please go ahead. Couldn't hear you. Oh, you put a question in the chat. Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, you don't have audio. Let's see here. Sorry, I missed your question. Oh, the dependencies have not already been identified. No, and Julie or Larissa, I don't know if Larissa's on the phone, but has some work been done on that? I know staff was going to help with that. Julie.
Hi, this is, this is Julie Headland from staff. And that's something that staff was going to help with. There has been, if I remember correctly, some work done already by staff on some dependencies, and so staff will start with what has been done and you know, and work to produce something for this work group to consider.
Thanks. And Lori, I think I see your hand up. Are you still don't have sound? Oh, you have sound now? Okay, go ahead.
No, I have sound. Thank you. I had a dial out. Thank you. Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, wherever you are. I'm a little confused about a lot of things on this work group, and I was not on the previous review panels or working parties, so I'm coming in fresh to this. I have experience on SBI, and as my background to the way of this small group. But what I'm not quite understanding is also discussions now going on within the GNSO, and I know there are working groups discussing how the new responsibilities under the new responsibilities now that ICANN is fully independent, how the GNSO responsibilities fit into the new bylaws, and what does that mean for a changing GNSO? So my question is, are those discussions being coordinated with what we're discussing, or is this considered an independent track? Because I think it would be a mistake to continue to work independently under an old model when we're talking about potentially a new model or a new way of looking at GNSO responsibility. And I was wondering what other people thought about that, particularly Rafiq, because I see Rafiq's on the call, and Rafiq has a lot of experience with GNSO and the governance structure.
Thanks, Lori, and I'll take my shot at trying to respond to that, and then I certainly invite staff to. I think to answer the first part of your question, the purpose of this group is to take the 34 recommendations that were identified during the independent review of the GNSO over the last year and a half that's been approved by council and that's been approved by the board and create a plan to implement those recommendations for improvement. So our purview is pretty narrowly defined to be focused on taking those recommendations and creating a plan. And even right now, what we're trying to do between now and November is just create the plan, not implement, not each and every recommendation, not determine how each and every recommendation is implemented, but create a master macro plan on how to implement those recommendations. And I'm gonna skip ahead to a slide here just because it might be helpful. To just show what we're talking about is really what we're trying to do in these next couple of calls is take the recommendations and put them into groups and say one group could be implemented between January 2017 and December 2017, and another one could be implemented in 2017 to 18, and another one could be implemented between October 2017 and 2018. And these are just examples. These dates do not have to be exact. But really, I think our work is much more organizational at this point rather than substantive into the recommendations, where we're just trying to create a framework for them to be implemented. Larissa, I see your hands up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jen. This is Larissa Gernick, ICANN organization. Thank you so much, and good morning, good afternoon. Lori, you make a really good point, and I wanted to respond to you in two parts. Part one, I think that to the extent that there's changes that are underway that might have an impact on the implementation, these could be flagged as part of the dependencies as each recommendation is being analyzed, so that the work should not be contradictory in any way to other work that's already underway. And that's in a more general sense, of course. But also in terms of specific connection with Workstream 2, in the work that staff is doing to support Workstream 2, for example, on the subgroup that is dealing with diversity, we've actually provided to them information and sections of the GNSO review report that dealt with issues of diversity and proposed some recommendations which ended up getting adopted, so that there could be some alignment or linkage between this implementation team and the subgroup of Workstream 2 that's also looking at diversity issues. So we've made at least that one connection so far.
Larissa, this is Lori. That's great, and I would just very strongly recommend that wherever we find these linkages, to identify them. I am a bit concerned that this study given the acceleration of implementation and where we are now that the transition has happened, I want to make sure we're not working with something stale. That it's not that there's a relevancy here that is now. That there's a relevancy for the work we're doing now, not work we did 2 or 3 years ago. That's a strong concern that I have. But thank you.
Thank you, Lori. It's, of course, an excellent point. And I think that is probably, you know, that's a challenge that we have, right? Because this is our mandate, is to take what's been given to us. You know, I think that's certainly a question that we could raise. And I think certainly we could look at, you know, if you look at the timeline that's up on the screen, if we were to take, you know, a look at all of the recommendations and say we're going to batch them, you know, as we do that, we might look and say we think there are some that may no longer be applicable and maybe put them into a batch and ask, you know, council to take a look at that. Rafiq, I see your hands up. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
There you go. We can hear you now. Go ahead, please.
Thanks. Okay, I'm not going to elaborate more on the issue. I think it was responded already. But, yes, we are more, we are kind of doing implementation review, and we don't have the mandate to change the recommendation as they came from the GNSO working party, GNSO review working party, and how it was approved by the GNSO council and the board. So the issue, I think, it's not necessarily new. With whole different review that I can have now with work stream 2 and what happened with work stream and work stream 1 by the changing the bylaws. So there are so many things going on that's a risk we have in mind. Back to more this working group scheduling. So we are aiming for December, but I think we have in the middle a Hyderabad meeting, and I think I see in our working group we have several folks from U.S. You have your own holidays in the middle. So are we really aiming to make it by the beginning of December? It's just like less than 2 months. So how are you planning to do so?
Thanks, Rafiq. An excellent point, and thank you for raising that. And I think that leads into an important part of our discussion, again, recognizing that there are phases to all of the work that is being done. You know, and I think that with this first piece, you know, what we're really trying to develop is a plan that looks something similar to what's on your screen, where we, again, group these recommendations into batches. And then have an outline of how we think those could be implemented. And within that, I think that's where Wolf Ulrich's recommendation may come in, where within the first batch, there could be two or more subgroups who then tackle a specific plan for each of those recommendations. So I think just to try to help frame this conversation today and help us move forward as best as we can within this time frame, is that we really want to just take a macro look right now and stay focused at that big picture level. And then as time goes on, we will get deeper and deeper. So I think it is possible that we could get this done by the December GNSO Council meeting if we all stay up at that macro level, recognizing we'll get deeper in as we move into 2017 and set new timelines. So, and I know we also have talked with staff about doing some of the work for us in between, like identifying all of the dependencies, helping to create a framework of a plan that we all might be able to react to, both on list so we could get more participation and then also in our calls. So I guess I would ask, does that seem reasonable to everyone on this call that we take that macro approach and focus on trying to get that macro level implementation plan between now and December? Wolf Ulrich said check, yes, thank you. Rafiq, I see your hand is still up. Did you want to comment again? Okay, I see lots of checks, so that's good. Thank you. Okay, so with that, let me ask for your feedback then on this idea of batching so that we might take, let's just say for right now, the high priority recommendations and put those into the first batch. And then a second batch would be sort of that medium level, and the third batch would be the low priority. Does that make sense to everyone? Wolf Ulrich, please go ahead.
Sure. Thanks, Jen. Well, I wonder, you know, when you look to the table, to the matrix, you know, you have shown just some minutes before with your recommendations and numbers, you can see, you know, there is the prioritization column. Yes, of course, this one. And then we have also in the rows, you know, we have these different types, the agreed one, the green, orange, and yellow ones. So the most part is in the green and the orange one. And I wonder whether we should make a distinction with regard to the batching as well between the green and the orange. The orange, I understand, is something we found out in the working party which is underway but has to be reinforced to some extent, well, depending on the status where we are with it. And then it should be put forward to the OEC. With a with outlining what they have to do in order to reinforce it. So I wonder whether this has an influence on the kind of batching we are going to do, whether we just could go, you know, the high priority, which would put both types of this together, or whether we have to split up a little bit. So this is a question right now. So I didn't go into details with those recommendations. I didn't read them, which means agreed and which means orange. But I think about there might be this distinction with regard to the aim, the target we have to put it forward. Thanks.
Thanks, Wolf Ulrich. And I think you're absolutely right. And just for everybody's reference, in case you know, because Wolf Ulrich was part of the review working party, the different colors, the green was where simply everybody from all the various groups was in agreement that was a good recommendation. The orange was where we identified that work was already being done somewhere. And so I think, Wolf Ulrich, that's a great point, that perhaps we take that category and say there's already work being done somewhere, so maybe we batch that separately. And then the yellow was, we agreed, but with modifications. Those modifications have now been adopted, so I think we could move that into the green category when we look at it next. Heath, I see your hand is up. Do you have audio now, or do you need me to read from the chat?
This is Heath Dixon. Can
you
hear
there
me?
You go. Great. Yes. Thanks.
Thank you. So my question now is, do we have – I agree with the idea of keeping it at a high level. Do we have an example of an implementation plan previously prepared that is at the same kind of high level? I'm just wondering, it seems like one thing that we could do is simply produce a plan that says, here are three batches of recommendations. We think that the first batch should be implemented from January to December of 2017. The second should be on the second timeline. It could be very simple like that and not give any further guidance, or it could start providing additional guidance of here are the steps that are going to need to be done at each stage in January through December of 2017. So what level of detail, if we're going to do it at this high level, I'm just wondering, is there an example that we can look at to see how much work is going to be required? Because I think that gets to steps such as when do we need the dependencies prepared by staff so that we can take those into account to put them into the time frame.
Thanks, Heath. Excellent question, and I'm going to ask members of staff if you want to chime in. I know one of the things we had possibly talked about is if everyone agreed with the approach we were taking today, staff might actually be able to take the recommendations and put them into a framework for us to then start reacting to, because I know it's hard when we're just still trying to talk about how to do this. Julie, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Julie Hedlund from staff. So What staff had discussed with Jen in preparation for this call was, you know, was our willingness to develop some of the work sort of in a straw man format to present to this working group. That would include, first and foremost, I think, the dependencies, as well as, you know, as Wolf Ulrich has noted, can we set aside things that are already being done and sort of flag them, you know, so that those are, you know, batched on their own? Can we look at, you know, all of the things that, you know, would be sort of high priority first, you know, and any dependencies between them? There might even be dependencies be something that, you know, is high and low, and maybe they can go together. But that would be a first step that staff could do, and I think we could do it fairly quickly. I know I'm prepared to work on this, you know, right away. And, for example, you know, in a week or so, I think I could have certainly some, you know, say by, you know, a week or so, I could have something that this working group could look at as a first step. I mean, it wouldn't be a fully fleshed out plan, of course, but it would have things like the dependencies and some of the batching for the group to consider, and an outline similar to what you see here, if this working group is okay with this outline. And that's a question then for all of you. Here we have a possible outline for a plan, you know, indicating, you know, some of the work that staff can do as well. So if this working group today says, I think, you know, we think this outline looks good, then staff is prepared to start the work right away. Thank you.
So
thanks,
this
Julie.
Is Heath again.
Heath. Oh, yes, please go ahead.
So then my question, I think that's great. I think my question then is, would that be a sufficient plan, and it would be the work of the committee between when we receive it and December to simply agree upon which recommendations fit into which batches from a timing perspective, or would we then need to do additional work of identifying for each recommendation what steps needed to be taken, when they would be taken, who would do them? So that's where I'm trying to get to is, do we just need to organize the batches, or do we need to also lay out the various steps that will need to be done?
So Heath, I'll try to answer what I think, and then Larissa, I see your hands up. I think that what we need to do is, yes, we do, first step obviously is to organize the batches, but then I think we do want to help take it to the next step to say who should do it, you know, and how will it be measured. I don't think we have to go to the further step in terms of the details of how it's implemented, but we do need to create the basic frameworks. That's where most of our work will be, is in talking through that and making sure everyone's comfortable with that plan. Larissa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jen. This is Larissa Gernick. Another component that might be helpful to think about is resources that would be required to do the work, both in terms of staff support, volunteer time, but also if there's any costs associated with the implementation. And I don't have a particular example in mind, so I'm just talking a little bit more conceptually, but it would be helpful to identify any of the implementations that might require significant resources, so that can be considered for the budget cycle.
Thanks, Larissa. And I did pull up a slide that just shows some of the things that we should be considering as we do this. Rafiq, is that a new hand? Rafiq?
Yes.
Yes.
Just coming back. Okay. I'm not sure if what I missed exactly, but in terms of prioritization and so on, maybe related towards what discussed before. I think we have to prioritize by what we have, like high, medium, and low priority, because this means what we want to implement first. I'm not sure if for things that already ongoing, the difficulty we could face is in terms to understand what already what was already done and to check the missing bits. It can be more tricky than what we think. So I guess it's better to follow that the order of priority and not the color, let's say, the color classification. On the other hand, I think maybe having also dependency in the beginning would highlight the risk we may have for some recommendation to implement. So, but I guess I would wait for the outcome of what the staff can deliver as Truman, and then we can decide in the best approach to follow. Because now maybe we are just kind of discussing a little bit in abstract. I'm not sure how many among us are familiar with the recommendation or the recall the date. So.
Thanks, Rafiq. Wolf Ulrich, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. I'm all with you with regards well to put at the end, you know, all these things into badges, you know, and to find out. So, but this is the very last step, I think, so of our planning discussion here. So and see, I understand his question well, to what extent or to what detail, you know, is we should put in our ideas into the badges. My view on this is that we need, well, for the first one, you know, the idea, and therefore I made the distinction between the already agreed and the still the ongoing work of recommendations. So I think there is a difference, you know, because we have to find out where we stand, you know, with those recommendations. Where we stand with the orange recommendations, for example, and what is still open. So what does it mean is still open? And then what is the impact on resources we need, well, in order to fill the gap, you know, and in resources from staff, resources with regards to budget. You know, and that is what I would expect from a board point of view, or the OECD point of view, that we could give a first idea about this time and money. Also, it was outlined in the charter that we have to provide ideas about the measurements. Maybe we can save time if we start with the first two of that, and the measurement ideas and discussion well comes then later on. So I don't know, but I think about measures only if we are clear what we are going to do. So thanks.
Thanks, Wolf Ulrich. All excellent points. I guess I want to pose just a general question to make sure there's no objection to the idea of staff, you know, taking a week and putting together a draft framework for us to then start reacting to. I think that could be extremely helpful with the time frame that we have, so that when we come to our next call, we've all had a draft, you know, circulated on the list, had an opportunity to read it, and be able to then really start to dig into the substance of, you know, how this is presented, what those measurements are that Wolf Ulrich was just speaking to. Is everyone in agreement that that is a good idea, is to have staff take a week and prepare something for us to react to?
Yes.
Yes. Is anyone opposed, I guess I should say? Is anyone concerned about that approach?
No.
Okay. Good. So with that, why don't we use the time we have here to provide any other suggestions or feedback for staff, so that as they go and tackle these recommendations, that they can take that into consideration when they prepare this for us. There's a couple things just up on screen to prompt if you want to talk about them. And we do have, if you want me to pull up any of the recommendations on screen, we do have those here in the slide deck. I'd be happy to pull those up. But what would you, just starting with this first one, in terms of volunteer capacity to implement improvements, you know, what do you think they should factor in terms of other work that's going on and what would be realistic when we move into the implementation of some of these recommendations? Any comments anyone has to staff on that point? None? Okay, I see a few people are typing in the chat. Anything, how about how many recommendations might be realistic to tackle in a one-year time period? Any comments on when we're talking about 34? Keith, please go ahead.
I think Keith Dixon for the record. So I think that the number of recommendations depends upon the amount of work that needs to be done for each. So my suggestion would be that staff is preparing the straw man. They should answer some questions like who would need to do what. I realize that we're going to have to dig in and flesh a lot of this out, but at least give us a high-level estimation of, you know, is this a, when I say who, is this something the staff would need to do? Is it something the community would need to do? If it's something the community would need to do, what's the number of volunteers that they anticipate would need to be involved? You know, with the what, is it actually collecting the data? Is it identifying data to be collected? You know, those different steps like that, I think, take longer amounts of time, and so I think that then there's the when of, you know, do we need to collect data for 6 months before we can move forward? So if we could get at least some ideas from staff on their thoughts of numbers of people, amounts of time, actions to be done, that will help us not only to lay out a credible plan, but also to answer the question of how many of these can be tackled in each group based upon that amount of work, as opposed to just, you know, kind of just dividing into three groups of about 11 each.
Thank you. Excellent point. If that can be done in the draft that we have for our next call, that would be extremely helpful to then be able to determine how many are realistic to tackle year by year. Lori. Please go ahead.
Yeah, and even if it's not a, and I don't expect staff to do all of the work for us between now and then, but just to give some their ideas on those, that will allow us to then look through those and think about whether we agree or disagree and to kind of flesh those out. But at least to get those points started, I think will help us to then do the work of working through all of those, as opposed to us starting fresh, trying to do that as a committee.
Thank you. Lori?
Hi. I wanted to second what he said. I think that makes a lot of sense. I also wanted to say, too, if the report hasn't already categorized the changes, it may be helpful not just to kind of time them out in a batch, but actually categorize the batches. Like what type of work is involved. Because some implementations may be more administrative and others may require something else. So I would imagine if you could, in a way, put them in little buckets of what actually has to happen, that might also be helpful. I don't know, because I remember the feedback from this report, and as I said, I was not part of the working party, but standing, was that some of these recommendations were based on data that was considered to be anecdotal rather than quantitative. And it might be helpful to know that in terms of how we plan a workload, you know, what's based on data and how we can change an outcome through an administrative remedy, or maybe there needs to be another type of remedy or implementation, we'll call it implementation, moving forward. I'm not sure.
Thanks, Lori. No, understood. And I think that's why it will be helpful for us to be able to be reacting to something on our next call. Any other comments that anyone would like to raise, you know, with this plan that staff will take the recommendations, use the existing categorization, and present it in a plan with a methodology, with some proposed metrics, and then we will go through those, you know, one by one in our subsequent calls. It is an aggressive goal, to work towards this December deadline, but I think we should do the best we can to try to move towards that, and if we can't do it, then we make the determination that we can't do it. But if we can keep it at as much of a macro level as we can, hopefully we can shoot for that goal. Any other, or staff, I'll ask you if you have any other specific questions you would like to raise to the group while we have a few more minutes remaining. Julie.
Oh, thanks, Jen. This is Julie Hedlund from staff. I don't have any specific questions. I think I just want to say that this is all very helpful. I do feel that I have the guidance to move forward. I'll just note, actually, I would ask all of you to do the doodle poll for the next meeting, and that's for recurring meetings. So please keep in mind for your schedules that we're looking for a time that people can meet on a weekly basis. And I will note that that our chair, Jen, is traveling next week. So we're actually really now thinking more about the week after next, which then staff can use next week to build up this straw man document and have it ready for the following week for the beginning of our you know, first of our recurring weekly meetings. So I don't think that everyone has taken, I'm sure that people have not all taken the poll yet, so I would just urge you all to do so that the sooner we can schedule that, the recurring meetings, the better. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Julie. I think that would work great if you're able to draft something in the next week. And then I'm just looking at the calendar. We would have, if we have a weekly call, we would have about 5 weeks before that November 21 deadline to get something to council. So once we get the draft and we have our next call, we can just dig right in and try to keep us on track to work our way through that, you know, make changes that we think are appropriate, and hopefully get that completed by the 21st of November. Any other, and please do take the doodle poll, and I made the mistake of just filling it out for next week where I'm out, but please look at it as every, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what would work for you for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And Lori, I see your note. Certainly, I understand, you know, it's hard to turn up for calls. I know a lot of you are on many working groups, and there is a lot that everyone is working on. But certainly, at least on list, if you're able to see it, you know, make your comments. I will work really hard to make sure I keep track of all of the comments and that we raise those in the calls, and that we can all then work together towards creating a really good implementation plan for the GNSO. Any other comments? Julie, is that a new one? I'm sorry.
It's a new hand, and Mary could reminded me, this is Julie Hedlund, that we do still have the opening for a vice chair or vice chairs, I'll resend this just to bring it to everyone's attention again, but I did send around sort of a guiding document that talks about what the chair and vice chairs are expected to do in a working group. These are based on the GNSO working group guidelines, but this particular working group would be sort of expected to fall into that category as well. So not just applying to PDP working groups, but to working groups in general. So I'd ask everyone to take a look at that. I'll resend it. And then I would ask if people do want to nominate someone or volunteer themselves to please do so on the list so that everyone knows, you know, who has, you know, who has stated an interest. And also it would be also helpful if volunteers could say, you know, how, you know, their background and experience, you know, fits into or a chair or a vice chair. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Julie. Yes, it would certainly be appreciated if someone wants to volunteer as vice chair, so that if I'm not able to be on a call or just need some help, that would be fantastic. And just as a comment, too, you know, we do have a tight deadline here for this initial work. I would assume, and we'll obviously decide as a group, but after this initial work is done, we won't need to have a meeting every single week. We'll probably set something maybe every other week. So it won't be such, you know, as big of a time commitment, if that is scaring anybody, as we move into the implementation. And we might even have subgroups if that's what's determined later on. Any other comments for staff as we move forward into them drafting a straw man plan for us to react to? Any other comments or questions that anyone would like to raise at this time? Lori.
Hi, just a question so I understand the task. So we have this initial piece of quick work that is due on December 1st, and then we are the group that follows the implementation of the work, whether that takes a year, two, or three. Is that what we signed up for, basically?
I guess I'm going to ask Larissa. I think that obviously the plan will create perhaps some subgroups, but I think our role is to help shepherd those implementation plans through. Julie or Larissa, are you able to comment to that? Yes, Julie, go ahead.
Is that Larissa? Because Larissa, you could go ahead, or I can take this. Okay.
Go ahead, Julie. Go ahead.
Thank you. So this is Julie Hedlund from staff. Yes, I mean, I think it's in the charter. I don't have the exact language, but this group also can be, you know, would be involved in, you know, in helping shepherd the implementation as well. I'll look again at the charter. I don't think that's set up as a requirement, but I think that is the idea that this group would, you know, hopefully have the, you know, because of the experience of working on the plan, would have the also the expertise then to help at least as oversight, if, you know, since obviously it would be also staff who would be very much involved in doing the actual implementation, but you know part of that implementation team.
Thanks, Julie. Any other comments? Oh, I see in the chat there's a nomination for Wolf Ulrich. Wolf, is that something? I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't want to be put on the spot. We can let you respond. Or Lawrence, please go ahead. Lawrence, is your audio working? Wolf Ulrich, go ahead.
Yes, thanks. I just saw this nomination by Lawrence. Thanks, Lawrence, for the credentials. But I understand, well, the nomination period is not finished, not yet. So it's still open, and we should, let me say, set a deadline for the next meeting or so, and then we'll see. Okay?
Okay, that works fine. Thank you. Any other comments? Lawrence, sorry, do you have audio now? Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ulrich, for bringing that to our notice. Yeah, I think nomination is still open. We can have more people come in. But I'm sure that a lot of value that we can also pull from your experience. That said, I think what we might need to focus on this period is, having leadership in place to help us build a plan on what to do. The work that has been done prior to now has more or less like prioritized some of these recommendations. There are some that are acceptable to all. Do we have to quickly look at this one. And I'm thinking that maybe we might need to, in order to meet up with a deadline of having to present something to council, you know, looking at November or much, much later, we might maybe first of all pick some of the points that we have before us, especially those that are not in disagreement at all, first place, while work on the others are ongoing, so to say. It appears that if we're going to have work groups, we might not be able to have so much work groups. But I think that at this stage, we should quickly work on leadership so that maybe by the next call or the call after that, we can take some of the issues head-on and start working on them, since we don't have much time before us to work with. Getting from the submissions that we have to take into cognizance, that moving closer to the end of the year, especially after Hyderabad, we might not have we might not have the full complement of the team because of Thanksgiving and other things. But I think at this point we need to quickly work on having strong leadership in place, and not just to have it in place, but to also help to, you know, direct further. I believe that in leadership, working with staff present certain things, especially since we have a mailing list, then work can continue. While we don't have a call, you know, work can still continue. That's just my little contribution for now.
Thank you, Warren.
Sorry for the records.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Sorry, that was Lawrence for the reference.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Any other comments before we close out the call? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and wrap up the call. Thank you, everybody, for your time today and your comments. We will look forward to receiving the draft plan from staff. And certainly for those of you who can't be on the next call, please do respond on list, and we will make sure we incorporate your comments. And for anyone else who might listen to the recording later, if you aren't able to be on the call, please know your comments will all be incorporated on list. And we'll look for the next meeting to be set after everyone takes the doodle poll and to then be responding more substantively to a draft plan. So thank you to everyone, and thank you very much to staff for taking the lead and doing some of the heavy lifting for us that will help us in achieving our goal and meeting our deadline. If there's no other comments, that concludes the meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Iris. You may now stop the recording. That concludes today's call. Goodbye.